This is episode 5 of Shortwave Weekly. I am your host, Chris Freitas, and I hope you had all had, at least if you're here in the States, a wonderful Thanksgiving. If outside, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And sorry I wasn't able to present you a podcast episode last week because I've been really busy with out of town visiting friends and family, and that I was pretty sick earlier this week, but I'm feeling much, much better. So on to business as usual. We have a few news items, and we are doing our radio guide, which this week we'll be presenting Radio Taiwan International. And there are a few things we're going to talk about with the Facebook group / fan page that is all coming to you this week on Shortwave Weekly. It most likely will be a shorter episode than normal due to a lack of things that are happening in the world of shortwave over the past few weeks, but I'll try to get as much as I could possibly say within 15 to 30 minutes. So without further ado, here are this week's discussion topics. And there is one big piece of news. U.S. Senator wants to eliminate Radio TV Marti, and this is dated November 24th, 2009. This comes straight from Media Network, and written by Andy Sinnott. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, a member of the Senate Budget Committee, yesterday announced the launch of his Spotlight on Spending series to highlight actions Congress can take to reduce the deficit. The first feature provision is the elimination of Radio and TV Marti. He says that this relic of the Cold War attempts to broadcast radio and TV signals into Cuba that virtually no one tunes into. Government studies show that Radio and TV Marti are riddled with problems and fall short of journalistic standards. As we progress toward a more modern and constructive relationship with Cuba, Radio and TV Marti no longer have any real diplomatic or fiscal purpose. I plan to bring up this issue with the Senate when the Senate takes up President Obama's recently announced nominees to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. A January 2009 report by the Government Accountability Office found that Radio and TV Marti broadcasts faced jamming by the Cuban government. According to the GAO, the best available research suggests that the audience for Radio and TV Marti is small, but its effectiveness is uncertain. BBG's International Broadcasting Bureau also found that Radio Marti fails to meet certain journalistic standards, particularly in the areas of balance and objectivity. During a 2009 June hearing before House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee, a GAO official testified that there is limited information to help assess the relative success of a return on investment for each of the transmission methods. During the same hearing, John Nichols, a professor of communications and international affairs at Penn State University, testified that even if Cubans are opposed to the Castro government, they're going to look for more credible sources of information and entertainment. Senator Feingold argues that the political environment has changed significantly since the inception of Radio and TV Marti, and President Obama's commitment to international diplomacy and dialogue offer a more effective way to engage the people of Cuba. The Obama administration has already loosened restrictions on Cuban Americans' visits to Cuba, and the White House and Congress are considering easing travel restrictions and other ways to normalize relations. And this is from a press release by Senator Russ Feingold. And now for our last piece of news. It's not really much of big news, but I figure I wanted to share this information with you already if you haven't heard it. Radio Taiwan International is giving away free t-shirts. The English service will be giving away 10 free t-shirts to our listeners. All you need to do is send in comments and suggestions about community talk to RTI at rti.org.tw by December 3rd. They will choose listeners from different parts of the world so that everyone will have a chance to win an RTI t-shirt. And this is straight from Radio Taiwan International's website, which we're going to go ahead and talk about the program schedule, frequency, broadcast, and just give you a brief summary of what they are. Radio Taiwan International, formerly known as Radio Taipei International, which is formerly known as the Voice of Free China. So they have been around for quite a while. They've been around since, I believe, 1945. According to their website, the KMT government successfully expelled the Japanese and Central Broadcast System, returned to the government of Nanjing. 4 years later, it followed the KMT government to Taiwan, and has been on the air for over 75 years. And in which Radio Taiwan is part of the Central Broadcast System, or CBS. Not to confuse with CBS of the United States, where it's called Columbia Broadcast System. And so, Radio Taiwan International, I personally like this station a lot. It has a lot of varied programs. It's pretty different from some of the stations that in some ways have become little minor BBCs, like just top of my head, Radio Netherlands, where most of it is news, pretty much predominantly either 75 to about 100% news, not really anything that talks about the culture, ethnicity, creativity. This station is very, very varied with its program, and I just want to give you some of the, if you don't have not even heard Radio Taiwan International, I recommend you should listen to it. And for each region, I'm going to give you the list of times and frequencies that they broadcast on. In Europe, at 1800 to 1900 UTC, you can hear them at you can hear them at 3965 kilohertz. In North America, they broadcast from 200 to 300 UTC on 5950 and 9680 kilohertz. And again, they broadcast at 0300 to 0400 UTC on 5950 kilohertz. And their last broadcast is at 0500 and 0600 UTC on 5950 kilohertz. In the Philippines, they air at 0100 to 200 UTC on 11875 kilohertz. At 1100 to 1200 UTC, they air at 11715 kilohertz. To Africa, they broadcast at 17 to 1800 UTC on 11850 and 15690 kilohertz. South Asia, they broadcast at 16 to 1700 UTC on 11550 and 9785 kilohertz. And finally, the Southeast Asia, you can hear them at 0300 to 0400 on 15320 kilohertz. And again, they broadcast at 1100 to 1200 UTC at 7445 kilohertz. Now, just what types of programs can you hear on Radio Taiwan International? You can hear on Sundays, these are all on UTC days, so for at least the United States, while they may be having Sunday shows, it's actually Saturday here. So, but all of these will be in UTC. So it won't be too confusing with anybody for their regions. First off, it's news for about 10 minutes. And then on and this is for every day, news is about 10 minutes long. And usually it's related to China. There's some national China and Taiwan. And then there's some regional information about Asia. And then maybe a few international bits. But on Sundays, after the news, you can hear the Sino Files, then Women Making Waves, which is hosted by Paula Chow, then followed by On the Line with Carlson Wong. On Mondays, you can hear Heartbeats by Angelica Ong, followed by Chinese Ago, and then on the last program on the day is Soundwaves by Shirley Lin. On Tuesdays, the whole broadcast is We Got Mail. It is by Natalie So and Shirley Lin. On Wednesdays, you can hear The Time Traveler, followed by Taiwan Inc. by Angelica Ong, and J-Bills and Bamboo Pipes by Carlson Wong, and that's a music-type program where you hear Taiwanese and Chinese music. On Thursday is Community Talk by Paula Chow, followed by Breakfast Club, and then after that, Instant Noodles by Andrew Wyan and Charlie Store, and then Chinese To Go following at the end of the broadcast. On Fridays, News Talk is hosted by Natalie So, followed by People by Shirley Lin, and Reporter's Notes by Cindy Sui. Hope I pronounced her name right. If not, if she is listening to this podcast, probably not, but if she ever hears it, I apologize. And then on Saturdays, you have the Occidental Taurus, followed by Feast Meets West. And pretty much the title is self-explanatory, Feast Meets West, something to do with food. And if you like food, they're going to talk about it. Again, very amounts of programming. Women Making Waves, you know, dealing with women's issues in Taiwan. On the Line talks about, is a lively forum with diplomats, experts, academics, officials, basically anybody involving someone important in Taiwan, they have interviews with. Health Beats is kind of self-explanatory, talking about health. Chinese Ago is sort of like a Chinese learning program where they teach you how to speak certain Chinese words. Soundwaves is essentially what music is going, the music scene in Taiwan. And The Time Traveler takes you back in time, or forward in time. It talks about various events that have happened or are happening at the moment, and talking about interesting locations in Taiwan. You also have Taiwan Inc., which I believe it's dealing with businesses that are going on inside the country. Breakfast Club, I believe that is coming from, they get some of that coming from, was that Radio Australia, or at least inspired by Radio Australia. Instant Noodles talks about various wackiness, absurd news that is going on around the world, and also in the Asia Pacific region. And News Talk, well, that's self-explanatory. Also, and People talks about with the certain people in Taiwan, and the Occidental Tourist just talks about various locations within Taiwan. All these are pretty interesting programs, I believe. I would think my top three programs on Radio Taiwan would have to be J-Bells and Bamboo Pipes, and let's see, what's the other one? Instant Noodles, and probably the last one I believe would have to be Time Traveler. All the programs are pretty good, but I think those are my three top programs. And We've Got Mail is also pretty cool if you want to hear listener letters and hear different opinions from other listeners that regularly correspond with the station. All in all, if you have not listened to Radio Taiwan International, you should listen to it at least once. It's very good program. And if you need contact information for reception reports and what have you, here is their email address, first of all. Their email address is rti@rti.org.tw. And you can also go to their website, cbs.org.tw, click on English. Then once you're there, on the left side of the screen, click on reception reports, and there is a online submission form where you can fill in your reception report and submit it to them. You can also do it through snail mail, and their address is RTI 55 Pei, P-E-I, hyphen A-N Road, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C. And that mailing address is also on the website if you want to take a look at that as well, on their contact information. And that does it with the radio guide for this week. And now here is our clip of the week. This was actually submitted by one of the podcast listeners who wanted to share this with me, Michael Warzica. He had sent this MP3 of me of the Voice of Korea broadcast, and he had told me he had heard this on November 14th at 100 UTC on 11735 kilohertz, and he had was able to use this get this program by using his Yaesu FT920 transceiver using a Cobra Ultra Junior dipole antenna, which covers 3 to 30 megahertz and it's 40 feet above ground. His tuner was a Pulsar AT1500CV. I know a lot about shortwave radio, but I don't know a lot about that. But it would seem it's a very, very expensive radio, probably a tabletop event, I'm guessing from that. I don't own one of those. I just have the ICF, Sony ICF 7600GR and the Eaton E5. And those do me pretty well. So his is probably a lot better than those two radios. But nonetheless, he was able to pick this up from his location at Placerville, California, which is 90 miles east of Sacramento. And so here is the clip of Voice of Korea. Hope you enjoy.
Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Thank you. we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Dear listeners, welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is what you can hear in this transmission. First news. Next, we bring the first installment of Section 5, the seeds of revolution sown over a wide area of Chapter 10 with a conviction of independence from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with a century. And then an account, we serve the people. After that, our reporter's account, benefits of free medical care system. And then an account, Houston Falls of Mount Newham. Lastly, an account, consummation of old plan 5029 is an unpardonable political and military provocation. And between the programs, you'd enjoy a few songs.
Hope you all enjoyed that clip. That was, again, Voice of Korea. That was also emailed to me by Michael Warzika. And he is from California, and he was able to hear this broadcast on his shortwave receiver, and he had just emailed me the clip back a week ago or so, and so wanted to share that with you for this week's episode of Shortwave Weekly. And before I go and sign off here, here is a shout out to people who have joined the Facebook fan page. This is pretty much now where all the information is going to be. I'll still have the information posted on the group as well, but the fan page is pretty much the main site now, so I can get an accurate summation of who's who in the shortwave group, shortwave fans group, if you will. And so here are some new people that joined. I actually added this not too long ago. Now, most of the people that are on here, I invited a lot of my friends that may not know much about shortwave radio or have heard me talk too much about it. They have joined the groups because I sent them an invite. But also, people of the group, hopefully they've got the message, so I'm hoping that everyone will eventually transfer over to here. But as of now, about half of the people have done so. And then some more people who are not in the group, they're on the fan page. So nonetheless, I'll keep both of those opened up for now. News information about the podcast will come to both venues, and it'll always be available also on the blog page. And so here are the people, the fans on the Shortwave Weekly fans page: Changlin Wu, Michael Owen, Rebecca Liu from Memphis, Brandon Page from Memphis, Adam Shaw, Erica Robinson, Mike Garcia, Ty Hawkins, I know him from working at the radio station here on campus, Mitchell Freiner, Scott Hibbert, Sean Donnelly Lewis, Jonathan Murphy, Bonnie Car Kiddo, I hope I pronounced that right this time, Bonnie Car Kiddo, Gene Birch, John Gallo, Brian Donnelly Lewis, Fred Waterer, Wayne B. Hodges, Terry and David Owens, Heather Hampton, Pierre Jason Kelly, Dave Jeffrey, Brittany Nicole Williams, Timothy, Patrick Blakely, Ed Arnold, know him as a classmate in one of my internet journalism classes, also general manager of WMR, Malvin Massey, Daryl Overton, Jason Nagin, Terry Jones, my professor Chris Markman, Duran Moore, Rocky S. Robello, Kara Matig, Stacy Foose, Christopher Gwynn, Brian Hill, Brian Finger, Jericho Ilion, Felix Rice, I hope I pronounced it right, he's actually in Antarctica, so, wow, someone in who's in Antarctica right now is a fan of Shortwave Weekly, Terry Dietman, Thomas David Hood, Holly Gustafson, Olante Dada, Michael Warzica, Ashley Liu, Ping Rose, Peter D'Souza, Robert Gustafson, myself. I'm a fan of my own podcast. How about that? Kyle Walp and Brian Wilson. These are the people that have joined the fan page. So far, no one new has joined the group page, but when someone new joins up, I'll give a shout-out to them as well. But that's a Facebook fan page, and we also have the group page. And also, we have our blog, which links up to the fan page as well. And for the blog site, it is www.shortwaveweekly.blogspot.com. If you want to share the RSS feed to anyone else that you might be, you would think that would like to hear this podcast, the RSS feed link is http://feeds.feedburner.com/shortwaveweekly. The S and W for shortwave and weekly are capitalized. Just submit that to them. Or you can link give them the MP3 link at www.archive.org/details/shortwaveweekly. And also, this podcast is available on iTunes. And that does it for this week's episode of Shortwave Weekly. I am your host, Chris Freitas. Next week, we'll be highlighting Radio Canada International for Radio Guide. We'll also have some more shortwave radio news as it becomes available. I'm going to try to land an interview with one of the listeners here. I've mentioned him before. I'm trying to remember his name. I just had the name on the top of my head. Let me see. Oh, Pete Johnson. That's right, Pete Johnson. I know the last name started with J. Pete Johnson. He will be on. I will try to get him for next week. Get an interview with him, hopefully. If not, I'm gonna try to score another interview with maybe Keith Perrone of the Happy Station. Hopefully that will work out if I can't get this other interview. But I'm gonna try to get interviews with both of these people within the next two episodes. So hopefully you will enjoy both of those. Those will be very special since they will be my first two podcasts that will have interviews. I've been wanting to do interviews from the get-go, but haven't been able to. So I want to at least get some interviews conducted pretty soon. And I want to start with Pete Johnson first because he is doing something. He is trying to get broadcasters that have long since ended the shortwave transmissions back on the air, like Radio Netherlands, BBC. He wants certain companies such as PRI here in the States, Public Radio International, some corporations and whatnot to get involved into this. And he is also trying to get listeners as well to maybe petition for this movement. So I'm going to try to get him interviewed and Keith Perrone of the Happy Station to find out more about his show than you possibly can ever know. So again, this has been Chris Freitas. I am signing off. I hope you have a wonderful week and 73s.